Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Becker and Darren Donica Chase, ESPN 102.5, the game here on this Tuesday. We head down to the state of Florida. Let's check in with Mike DiRocco, NFL Nation reporter for the Jacksonville Jaguars for ESPN and ESPN.com. Mike, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, in these quarantine times, the team that you cover, they're probably keeping you busy these days. Been a lot of stories to write here in the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, quarantined is apparently not equal no drama.
Right.
Because it's been – this is supposed to be really like the quietest week in terms of everything else but the draft, and it has not been the case.
Well, let's start with yesterday because, I mean, you talk about there's shots fired and then there's really shots fired as in you start going after the owner's son. Holy moly, but a little Twitter war – beef between the owner's son and Ngakoue. What did you make of that?
Unique Ngakoue has had some stuff on Twitter before, obviously, in the last several months since the season ended, where he's basically told me, hey, look, I don't want to play for the Jags anymore. Then he's had some cryptic tweets here and there, but nothing like the attack yesterday. That, to me, is a sign that the frustration has gotten to Unique Ngakoue, and he lashed out. And, you know, Tony Khan, who is the owner's son and owned, I think he's about a 23 or 33% minority owner, also, but is, you know, in charge of their analytics department, just went off on him. And he called Tony a clown. He called him spoiled. And, you know, Tony went back at him, which is probably escalated the situation a little bit, but I mean, it was just a bad move on Ngakoue's part. But you know, he wants out. He really, really wants out, and he's just not understanding that there isn't a market for him right now, at least not with what the Jaguars are trying to get. So, you know, if they don't get what they want, which is a first-round pick, unless they change their mind and they decide, you know what, the headache is too bad, too big, we'll take something less. But if they stick firm to wanting a first-round pick, then he may be here for a while, and he's going to get even angrier, and it's probably going to get worse.
Yeah, they all have playbooks, Mike, but do you think he's also got a Jalen Ramsey playbook? I mean, he saw this firsthand on how to get himself out of a market or out of an organization from a guy on the same side of the ball as him, and it played out and it worked. Do you think that's kind of where some of this is coming from?
I think there's a little bit to that. I think it's more the frustration, but remember this. The Jags got 2 first-round picks for Jalen Ramsey. If they had not gotten the 2 – if Les Snead had not told Dave Caldwell, we'll give you 2 ones, then he probably would have still been a Jag through the end of the season. Now, whether he would have played, whether the back would have been a continual issue throughout the rest of the year, that's another thing. But they weren't just going to let him go to let him go. They were going to – they got an offer that they literally couldn't refuse, so they sent him over to the West Coast. The difference with Ngakoue, like I said, is you know teams have called and said, hey, look, we're interested in what you want for him. And then when Dave Caldwell talks about a one, they're like, oh, okay, thank you. No offers. Hmm. So he's getting mad at that, getting frustrated. And I don't necessarily know that he's following the blueprint that Jalen Ramsey said. I just think it's more frustration and anger. And he's a guy that has been pretty steadfast in his desire not to get out of there. And I think he's getting to the point where he realizes, uh-oh, this may not happen, and maybe I can kind of grease the skids a little bit here, but it's not the right play right now. It really isn't.
What is Ndakwe? You cover him. You're around him. You know, he's just turned 25 years old. I mean, he is in the prime of his career. He's a dynamic player. He can get after the quarterback. But what is he? What the makeup? What's he like to deal with? What is he like as a teammate? Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's everybody that I've talked to and everybody that has talked about him. You know, in the locker room, he's not a problem at all. He's a guy that puts the work in. He's not going to shirk any kind of practices, or he's not going to, half-ass it at all. He's going to go 100%, and that's what he did the whole time last year. Even though he was unhappy, he held out for 11 days, came in. They had no issue with his work ethic and the way he acted in meetings and how he studied and all that other stuff. So that's not an issue. He believes in what his worth is, and there is no budging. Him and his agent did not budge one bit in any contract negotiations with the Jaguars, even though they only went on for about a month before Tom Coughlin cut it off. Now, as for the kind of player he is on the field, is he great against the run? No, but he's not terrible against the run. But the one thing he does do really well is get the ball out. He's had 14 forced fumbles. In his 4 years. And I think there's only three guys that have had more: Khalil Mack, Chandler Jones, and T.J. Watt over that same time since the 2016 season. And the Jags have scored, 12 defensive touchdowns since he was drafted, and he directly was responsible for five of them, plus another one in the regular season where he either scored it himself, knocked the ball out, and it got returned for a touchdown, that kind of thing. So he does make plays. Now, the bottom line is he was on the field last year. They went 6-10. So, you know, you could argue that as great of a player, good of a pass rusher as he is, he's not making a difference right now. And maybe that's where the Jags are going to view it and decide, you know what, maybe we need to get rid of this headache and accept something a little less. But I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Mike DiRocco is with us. He covers the Jaguars for ESPN's NFL Nation. So, Mike, we're all big fans of Jalen Ramsey, grew up in Nashville, played his high school ball here. We followed the saga last year. Now that we're removed from it, the Jaguars have to be pretty happy with what they got, right, in return. So tell me how the feeling is going forward after that deal.
I'll tell you the feeling inside the organization was, wow, you know, we've now got four first-round picks in the two rounds in 2020 and in the next two drafts, 2020 and 2021, plus a fourth-round pick in 21 as well. So the draft haul was fantastic. Now, the feeling outside the building among fans is, well, that's great, but look at the people that are going to be making the picks. So there's not a lot of confidence there. But, I mean, look, you have two picks in the top 20. You should be able to get two really good players that can help you immediately, and this is – in theory, anyway, a coaching staff and a front office that really has to win some games this year to stick around. So if they work this right, they've got two impact players at positions that they really need right away. They've got another pick in that second round, and there's some thought that, you know, they may be working to get another pick in that second round. And, that, you know, they've got three fourth-rounders, two fifth-rounders, two sixths. So they've got some ammunition to move back up. So this could be a draft that helps them significantly, and then we'll see what happens next year. But if you look at the Rams, they've lost a lot of talent, and they're a Jared Goff injury away from possibly having a top five pick next year, which would then go to the Jags. So from that standpoint, 2021 could be even better for this team, draft-wise anyway.
You see sometimes in a franchise's arc where you go through a period of time where you just get a reputation, a stigma, and players have that reputation of, or they just have that thought, hey, I don't want to be there. That's not where you can win. It's not a good culture there. I saw the Buccaneers go through it in the 80s, for example. I mean, a lot of teams can get in it and get back out of it. How would you characterize it right now? How do you get out of it if you're the Jaguars?
Wow. What they need to do is they need to nail some first-round picks and have them turn into Pro Bowlers and have them be guys that you can build your franchise around for more than 3 or 4 years. Because that's not what's happened. They're picking in the top 10 for the 12th time in the last 13 years. The two guys that they've signed to second contracts since 2010 in the first round, Blake Bortles, who lasted just 1 year, and we can all agree that that was probably a mistake to do that, and Tyson Alualu, who was just a solid guy who is still in the league. I think he's playing for the Steelers still, unless his contract was up. I really don't know on Alualu where he stands right now, but you know, he spent 7 years, 8 years with the Jags. So, you know, that's it. I mean, Jalen Ramsey, gone. Dante Fowler, gone. Blake Bortles, gone. Justin Blackmon, gone. Blaine Gabbert, gone. Luke Joeckel, gone. I mean, those were guys that never – some of them didn't even finish their first contract here. So to change it, you got to start nailing your first-round picks, and they need to be big-time players. And that's not what's been happening.
Mike DiRocco is with us from ESPN, covers the Jags for them. So what do you think happens with Leonard Fournette?
Yeah, that one surprises me a little bit. I know that, you know, they're not entirely happy with Fournette, but the bottom line is how do you replace 1,600 yards of total offense? And it wasn't a dynamic 1,600 yards. I think three touchdowns, 74 catches, and didn't score a touchdown. But, man, they don't have anybody behind him. They have 48 total carries of the three or four guys behind him, and the guy with the most is Ryquell Armstead, who was a rookie last year. He has 35 carries. So they've got to replace him. So if you trade him now, whether it's before the draft or after the draft, well, you've got to find someone to step in and carry that load, whether you take somebody in the draft or whether you look at some of the free agent guys that are still available and you bring one of them in. So if you trade him before the draft, it creates a bigger need at that position than what you have now. So now you've got to address it probably higher in the draft than you were originally planning. But he's not going to be here past 2020. So I understand the thought of, you know what, doesn't really fit what we want to do anymore. We want to be sort of a wide open offense. Let's see what we can get for a guy that we're not going to bring back anyway. It's sort of what they did with Dante Fowler back in 2018, but they had guys on the roster behind Fowler as pass rushers, and that's not the case here. So the other thing, too, is what are teams going to give you for a guy that doesn't have a great reputation, a guy that isn't a dynamic running back, and a guy that, you know, had some attitude and work ethic issues. Now, was very good last year in that regard, but you got to prove it again and again and again. So can you expect a fourth-round pick? I mean, you got a fifth for Calais Campbell, who was a very productive pass rusher, one of the best defensive players in the league in 2017. So can you expect any more than that for Leonard Fournette? I don't think you can.
Mike, really appreciate the visit. It's going to be interesting to see how this virtual draft plays out starting on Thursday. Always good to catch up with you, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is Mike DiRocco, covers the Jags, ESPN's NFL Nation reporter for ESPN and ESPN.com, and we do appreciate him joining us. The Jags, as you just heard, they just seem like a hot mess. We'll kick off the second hour, and we come back with Larry McReynolds, NASCAR analyst for Fox. We talk to Larry next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Overtime, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.